Hey Jordan, how are you?
Hello, good, thank you.
That's awesome. Welcome to the Birthing Goddess podcast. I'm really excited to have you on, and especially because you just gave birth not long ago. How long was it ago that you had your third birth?
It'd be 3 weeks tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
So going quickly, yeah.
Amazing. But before we get started and hear about your amazing birth story, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself? So, where you live, who is in your family, and what you do for work?
So I'm 28. We live in Brisbane. I have Jackson, my partner, Willow, my daughter, she's six, and Oakley, who is three, and now Vander.
Beautiful.
And I haven't been doing much for work, just been at home with the kids, so
Yes, that's
enjoying that while it lasts.
yeah, nice. And speaking of Vanda, was he a planned pregnancy?
Not like planned to the T, but we were just sort of trying without trying really.
Yes.
But yeah, happy when he came along.
Oh, beautiful. And how did you find out you were pregnant?
I always am super tired. I can just tell. Just like obviously you can be tired in different ways, but I can just always tell when I'm pregnant, because it's just a different type of fatigue.
It's like you can't beat it, hey?
Yeah, like usually, you can get through being tired from feeding all night and, broken sleep. But when I'm pregnant, it's just a different sort of tired. I cannot stay awake, which
Wow.
is unusual. Yeah, so that was sort of a hint. And, obviously a late period, and then yeah, so it was exciting.
Beautiful. And I heard, because we've chatted before that Vanda was a bit of a rainbow baby. So would you mind explaining a little bit about that?
Yeah, so when Oakley was one, we fell pregnant, and that was a bit of a shock. And yeah, I got to about 10 weeks pregnant, and I just started to bleed. And yeah, we found out that bub had stopped growing about at 7 weeks. And yeah, so we just went home, and I passed the baby, or birthed the baby at home. And yeah, it was a bit surreal. I just one of those moments where you think that just could never happen to you. I had two perfectly fine pregnancies and births and kids, and yeah, and just thought this was just going to be, yeah, our next bob, and just wasn't meant to be. So yeah, we just sort of, I let my body heal as much as possible, and when we were ready, we just decided to sort of try again. And yeah, Vander came along and he was ready.
Oh, it was meant to be. And how was your pregnancy with Vanda?
My pregnancies are always really good, no issues. The only issue I ever have is sort of I get low blood pressure, but it's never too bad. It's just a bit dizzy when I stand up, and a bit feeling a bit lightheaded. But other than that, the pregnancy was really uneventful. All my midwife appointments, I was sort of like, well, you're the boring one, nothing's going on, like do the checks and go home, and that's about it.
They probably would have loved you because you're like low risk, nothing's going on, very
Yeah.
easy.
Yep.
Nice. And how many weeks were you when you went into labor with Vanda?
So I think I was 9 days over
Yes. Have
when
you
I went
always
into
been
labor.
quite over with all your babies?
Yeah. So Willow was, I think I was 10 or 11 days over when we decided to get induced. because I was just super impatient.
Yes.
Yeah, first time baby. And Oakley was 7 days over. So I was already mentally preparing to go over by a week.
Yeah.
But then when I went past that, I was starting to get a bit like, all right, this
Yes.
is a bit of a joke. When's this going to happen? Yeah. And I also had about, so the week before was when I first started getting contractions. So I had about a week of pre-labor of just, you know, starting in the afternoon, going till about 11 or 12, going to sleep, and then waking up at about 5 or 6 with contractions until just after breakfast time, and then they'd sort of drift off for the day. So that was pretty exhausting.
Well, and Vander was obviously born just a few weeks ago, so you kind of had him just at the end of, you know, COVID.
Yes.
I'm interested to know, because he was, you know, born during that time, who did you choose to go as your care provider?
So we had initially been booked in with the birth centre, Royal Brisbane.
Yes.
And I was, yeah, planning on having another water birth in the birth centre because I was low risk. And, yeah, when COVID happened, a lot of changes were made, and we were looking at only having one support person, so just having Jackson there. And at one stage they were taking water births off. They weren't allowed to have a water birth. And that was probably when I was like, no, I'm not doing this. Like, that's not the birth that I want to have at all. I wanted to have my sister there to take photos, or just at least have the option to have anyone else I wanted there. Yeah, so that, and I remember seeing on Instagram private midwives and some doulas that were offering discounted, their services discounted, because a lot of women were choosing to birth at home because they were worried about going into hospital and not having their partners there and things like that. And so that sort of sparked my interest in wanting to birth at home.
Wow. And was this the first time that you were going to be birthing at home?
Yeah, I'd obviously known about it with Oakley, my second, but when I first looked into it, the cost of a private midwife was just quite high for us on a single income. So yes. I sort of just was like, oh, well, we can't do that. And, yeah, even this time around when I looked at into it, and even with all the discounts, it was still going to cost quite a lot. So that's when I sort of had said to Jackson, well, I'm just going to do it at home. Like, I'll just call the midwives and have them on the phone, because Oakley's birth was quite straightforward. I had a feeling, you know, this was going to be the same. And, yeah, Jackson was like, no. We're not doing that. I'm not being like, you know, the only one at home with you. So he was sort of not keen at first. And so I thought, okay, well, we need to get someone on board that, you know, will help us feel more comfortable. And so I came across Michelle as the doula. And so we booked her to come and talk to us. And after we had that chat, Jackson was fully on board. He was so much more confident. Yeah, he was like, no, I'm ready. Like, let's do this.
Wow,
like, he,
that's yeah, amazing.
So that was like a huge relief. And
after chatting to Michelle?
Yeah. Yeah, so she pretty much just like, you know, talked to us about our births before and our experiences in the hospital, and pretty much just helped remind me and him that I am more than capable of doing it. We don't need to be in hospital, that even being in hospital can end up in interventions and a lot of stress and sort of forced, forced interventions and things. So I think when we sort of spoke about that, like, just because you go into hospital doesn't mean that nothing's going to go wrong. And so, yeah, just really stepping up and taking responsibility for how we wanted to have our baby. He was much more on board then.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think it just takes a little bit of, talking to that person to obviously your doula, Michelle, and then realizing, oh, yeah, it's actually not as scary as what we thought it would be. And, and probably she's had so many experiences birthing at home and doing a free birth. So I'm sure you would have been, confident that you could do it. Hey.
Yeah, I felt like confident. I think it was more just, to get him confident so that when, anyone in my who was going to be in the space while I was birthing him was on board and feeling confident because, Michelle said, you don't want people bringing that energy in, which made a lot of sense. So it was, important to get everyone on board and feeling confident so that I could feel confident in myself as well.
Yes. And is Michelle a midwife as well as a doula?
No, she's a doula and she does birth photography as well.
Oh, nice.
So that was,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. And did you feel quite confident, obviously, because you had decided not only to do a home birth, but a free birth, which means for those that don't know what a free birth is, it means there's no midwife present, just your support people. So that's pretty amazing. But obviously for some people they would be like, oh my god, no, like I couldn't do that. But for you, obviously having two hospital births and then going from two hospitals to a free birth, how were you feeling at that point in time?
Yeah, so that was like a huge, huge change. And a lot of family and things like that were a bit like, oh, so, you're having midwife there. I was like, no. And they're like, oh, well, someone's going to be there, right? And I was like, no, like just us. Michelle's not there for any sort of medical side of it. She's just there to support us. And that took me a little bit to sort of process as well because you sort of are just conditioned to feel like you have to have someone there medically trained, which, in some instances is appropriate. But, when I really like sat with it, I thought I don't feel like I need anyone there. And I did keep my keep going to appointments at the birth center because I wanted to have a bit of a backup plan. So if I was at home birthing and I felt like something was wrong, I could still page my midwives and say, look, I'm at home, it's happening and I'm a bit worried about this, and they could sort of give me their opinion, and if they thought I should come in and I was happy to, then I was still happy to do that. And because the Brisbane's about 40 to 50 minutes away from me, there's another hospital that's only 15 or so minutes away. So that was another sort of contingency plan that if, something was really wrong, then we could go there. Or if it was, worst case scenario, we'll just call an ambulance. And then, so I sort of prepared myself that way. So if this happens and we can do this, if this happens, we can do that. And that helped to sort of put any fears aside that, if something does go wrong, we've got sort of a plan in place.
Yeah, that's awesome. And how, because you gave birth only almost 3 weeks ago, at what point in your pregnancy did you decide, I'm going to change from a hospital birth to a free birth at home?
I think I was about 34 or 35 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Because that was, that they had taken back the restriction on water birth. But by that point, I was sort of just like, no, I really just don't want to do this anymore. Like, I just don't want to go into hospital. So that was around about when we got in contact with Michelle and had our little chat and went from there.
Yeah, amazing. That's so inspiring. And can you tell us about your whole birth? So how did your labor start?
So I had that week long of pre-labor. And as it was the next Sunday, Jackson works away, so he was we were sort of preparing for him to go because he'd been home that whole week because I thought it would happen really quickly. So we were sort of like, oh, if nothing happens, you're just going to have to go back to work. But, yeah, pretty much the night before I was contracting, and it was continuing through the night where usually it would sort of stop, but I could sleep through it. But I was waking to some. And then, yeah, it sort of kept going through the morning, and it would sort of, you know, space out a bit, and then it would get a bit closer, and so I was sort of unsure most of the morning if anything was really happening. So I was still just, you know, tidying up the house and doing washing and just trying to keep occupied, so I wasn't sitting there timing it. And it was probably about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon where I was sort of sitting on the couch and they were getting quite intense, and I'd have to sort of breathe through them. And yeah, Jackson was sort of turned to me and was like, it's happening today, isn't it? And I was like, oh, I think so. But I was still just trying not to like really think about it. I didn't want to put myself off, and I didn't want to get let down again if it all sort of fizzled out. I messaged my twin sister, who doesn't live too far away, only about 15 minutes, and just sort of told her like, oh, you know, my contractions were about 4 minutes or so, maybe 3 minutes apart. And she was like, oh, okay, I'm coming. And I was still at that point like, oh, you don't have to. And she's like, no, I'm coming. So she got there, and, you know, I was sort of talking to her about it, and she could see that some of them were quite strong, and then the next one I would have would be not that strong, and I'd be like, oh, you know, I can still talk to you through it. So I was still really unsure if it was all happening. Some of them weren't quite strong, and they were sort of still, you know, not really as regular. So I think I had a shower with the hot water on my back to sort of help with a bit of the uncomfortableness, and I went to the toilet and I had a bit of like a bloody show. And so that was encouraging. I was like, okay, well, it's definitely something's happening. And so we went out into the area, and I got Jackson to start filling up the pool. And even by then I was like, just fill it up halfway. You know, if it starts really happening, then we'll fill it up the rest of the way. But by then I was already starting to sort of grunt through the contractions. So I could really feel him pushing down. And so it really wasn't that long between then and when I could really feel, I could feel him crowning, and I said, I want to get in the pool. And so Jackson helped me in, and I think it was probably 4 to 5 pushes and his head came out, and I just sort of sat there with my like hand sort of ready to guide his head and his body out. And then it was maybe another 2 pushes with the next contraction, and his body came out, and he came straight out. And yeah, he had the cord around his neck, which was something I was sort of worried about, because my other two had the cord around their necks as well when they came out. But I was just super focused and unwrapped it straight away and brought him straight to my chest. And yeah, and then I felt awesome after. Just a huge relief of I did it.
And where was your doula, Michelle, and your did you say you had a birth photographer as well?
So Michelle, they both didn't make it for the actual birth. Messaged Michelle probably, I don't know, I think it was maybe like half an hour before I had him, to say, hey, I think, you know, if you want, I just still was like, oh, if you want to come, like, you know, I'm about 3 to 4. I just had no idea how quickly it would happen.
Wow.
He was like, oh, I'll just go home and then I'll come back. And then, yeah, the birth photographer is only 15 minutes from me, and we messaged her about it must have been like 15 minutes before he came, and she was like, okay, I'm coming. And yeah, she got there and my sister answered the door and she was like, he's here. She
was like,
yeah.
So who got those shots? Because you sent a few to me. Who got those amazing shots of you pulling him up?
So that was my sister. She was a legend, had her phone set up recording the actual birth, and she had her camera going while she was giving support, and then she
picked
up the phone and was videoing and taking photos, and she was just right in there.
Wow. Yeah, so,
and then Jess took a whole heap of amazing photos after.
So you actually have the birth recorded?
Yeah, thank God, because that was something that I really wanted. Was so Beck was initially going to take photos, and then Jess had offered, because she had done our maternity photos, to do the birth. So then I was like, awesome, I'll have her taking photos, Beck can just video the whole thing.
Yeah,
but it actually still ended up awesome. And she got the full birth. It's only, I think the video only goes for about 8 minutes, so it's not very long.
That's amazing. And what was that feeling of you birthing your own baby, like pretty much by yourself and pulling him up towards you? Like, what was that moment like?
I was like, I think I'm still on a huge high from it. I felt just like super proud of myself, like I did it, and like I knew I could do it, but to actually do it, I was like, I did that. And like just that, having that full control of, you know, no midwife sort of stepping in to get baby out or anything like that. Like, I just did it all myself, and I let my body take over and like instincts take over to just know what to do. And I'm still on a high of how it all happened.
Wow. I'm sure you're going to be on a high for many, many months, to be honest. That's so amazing. And so your sister, you were saying, was there. Had she birthed any babies on her, you know, on her own like that?
Not like how I did, but she's got five of her own. And so she have birthed them all naturally, but the fifth one was a bit of a spanner in the works. She ended up in a C-section with her fifth, so that sort of played on my mind a little bit, because I wouldn't say traumatized, but that was just another thing of like, whoa, like we didn't think that would happen, because she'd had four perfectly fine births before. And I think that sort of worried me a little bit of birthing in hospital, because, you know, they have certain policies they have to follow, and, you know, that once something happens, then, you know, they're quite adamant for you to do whatever they think is necessary. But also to birth at home, that if something goes wrong, will I know if something's wrong? Will I know what to do? You know, if anything does go wrong, it's all on us, because we've chosen to do, you know, have our birth that way. So that sort of made me think a lot.
Interesting. And I understand that you've had now three vaginal births, but obviously the first two are in hospital. What's the difference, because now you've birthed both in hospital and at home doing a free birth, what's like the difference? Is there a huge difference?
I think so, definitely. Like, you can definitely see, that cascade of intervention in hospital, and, you know, that as soon as you're in there, you're on the clock if you're not progressing, or if you're taking too long to push, or, you know, there's a lot of pressure on you to birth a certain way. And I felt that sort of impatience when I went over with Willow and my first birth. So as soon as an induction was offered, I sort of took that option, and then, it was sort of not nice laying down. I had ended up with an epidural, and so just being stuck on the bed and not really having full feeling and having some of the gas as well made me feel a bit out of it. I don't feel like I can really fully remember in detail how it all panned out. But still, you know, had a perfectly fine birth and recovered well, and she was, you know, healthy and fine. So it wasn't too bad. And then Oakley was, yeah, a much better experience. We sort of came in fairly close, and I progressed really quickly, and he was born quite quickly, and I had him in the bath, and I delayed cord clamp and everything like that. So that was a much better experience, and I felt like I healed a bit from Willow's one, where I didn't really get what I wanted. But yeah, there's definitely a huge difference in birthing at home, where you're in your own home. I felt comfortable to just go to the shower or change my clothes or pace around the house. I didn't feel like I, yeah, was in a strange environment or anything like that. So I think it was a lot more comfortable.
Yeah,
and,
nice.
And for Jackson as well, he said he felt that it was a lot less scary being at home. He feels a bit sort of out of place in hospital, like he has to sort of tiptoe and ask, and even though, you know, he's the dad of the baby, and, you know, he's just as much a part of it as I am, he sort of feels, yeah, a bit odd and, yeah, a bit out of place there.
Wow, so he must be on a high too.
Yeah, I think he was just a bit thrown with how it all happened, and is super proud as well. He likes sort of boasting about how it all happened, which is
beautiful.
Cute.
Yeah, very cute. And who did all the, like, you know, cutting of the cord and all that?
Yeah.
Who did that? Yeah.
Yeah, so we, once I was out of the bath, sort of sat on the couch for a little bit, and then I could just tell that I needed to sort of stand up and help let gravity sort of let the placenta come out. So once that was out, then we just sort of let it, we delayed cord clamps again. I think it was about 2 hours before we decided to cut. So the cord was quite white and most of the blood had gone through. So yeah, we just used a little fabric sort of tie and to sort of tie off the cord, and then Jackson cut the cord.
Nice.
Yeah, and then we sort of just had the placenta in a container until I had a lady that I had booked with to come, and she encapsulated it for me. So
beautiful.
I've been taking those to help with supply and all that jazz.
And had you taken them for your other births as well?
Yeah, with Oakley I did.
Yes.
With Willow I didn't know about it, and I think because I was induced and had an epidural, they were sort of just quick to cut the cord and everything like that, and I had to get the injection for the placenta to release, because
yes,
I think they were, you know, I was on a bit of a time schedule again, waiting for that to come out, and it wasn't coming. So yeah, I got that. So that was something that I didn't want to happen again. So yeah, I was glad that we could, you know, wait as long as we did and have it encapsulated again.
And could you feel the difference? Because now, you know, like from going from, you know, the first birth, not having the placenta pills, to the second and third, can you feel the difference?
I definitely did between having Oakley, because I was taking the pills, I think it was suggested 2 or 3 a day, and my supply just went crazy. Like I had to pull back to just having one every second day, I think, because it was just, I don't know if it, you know, really was that, but I feel like it was. And once I cut back on the pills, my supply sort of settled down a bit. But yeah, I got super engorged because I was, I think because I was taking so many pills.
All those nutrients.
Yeah, yeah. But I think, yeah, it definitely helped I never had any sort of blues or anything like that, which is supposedly supposed to help, you know, replacing all everything that you've just lost.
Yeah,
I feel like it's, if it doesn't do anything, I think it's better to take it than not take it. So
absolutely, anything to help with the whole healing process, hey?
Exactly.
So good. And I'm interested to know, now you're in the fourth trimester postpartum, has there been any challenges with your new baby Vander?
Not really. He's super chill. I got definitely super engorged again. The most engorged I've been. I've so tight my skin was that I had to use ice packs, and I could feel my milk sort of built up into my armpits. So that was hard, because you sort of think that every time, you know, you've had so many babies that it's just going to be as easy, you know what to do. And but yeah, that was hard to get through, because he was just so chill. He wasn't really sort of draining my boobs as much as I'd like, but it's definitely settled down now. But yeah, other than that, he's pretty chill. He's
That's awesome.
A happy little guy.
Very lucky. And what's it like having now three children?
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, it hasn't sort of hit me yet, because he's sort of, you know, they just feed and sleep and everything. I'm sure it will get more hectic the older that he gets.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's nice to feel like we've got our complete family now, and watching them with him is really nice. They're super gentle, and we're like a little mother hen. And Oakley's super, I wasn't sure how he would go because he was super attached to me.
Yeah.
But no, he's so gentle with him. They both sort of fight each other to run to him when he cries, and that's nice. Yeah,
that's so beautiful. Very lucky. And lastly, I'm very intrigued to know if you've got any advice for mothers out there, or, you know, mothers to be.
To trust yourself, and to, if you want something for your birth, you can have that. You don't have to ask anyone if you can do something or not. You can do it. And I would highly recommend having a doula, because even if you're the strongest person, when you're in labor and giving birth, you're not really in the frame of mind to be sort of advocating for yourself. And so to have that person there, you know, and you need your partner to be there to support you. So to have a doula there to sort of be advocating for you while your partner's supporting you, then I feel like that should just be a given for any mum.
Absolutely. I think I'll definitely have a doula for my next birth. That will be a must.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I'm so inspired now just hearing your story, seeing, you know, your photos, and hopefully maybe one day you might share your birth video. That I would love to do a free birth too.
A lot of my friends had messaged and just said, you know, that they were looking at getting a doula, or they were looking into home birth, and so I'm glad that I could sort of spark that interest in people to at least think about it. Yeah.
Absolutely. I've had my home birth, and I think the next step will be the free birth.
Gonna go all the way.
Amazing. But yeah, thank you so much, Jordan, for coming on and sharing your beautiful and empowering birth stories, and but I can't wait to show your amazing photos. They are just stunning. You look like such a goddess giving birth. It's just incredible.
I've never
seen anything like it. It's just amazing. And yeah, I'm sure you're still on a high and enjoying this beautiful, beautiful newborn bubble.
Yes, definitely. And thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Well, take care, Jordan, and I will chat to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
much.